It's Wednesday night, trash night in Burns Park, a wooded neighborhood of older homes not far from the University of Michigan campus. While her two children play in the living room, April McKay is in her kitchen, diligently rinsing out containers that will fill up the recycling bin. Each week, she recycles almost every container that comes into her house and says recycling has become an easy habit.
We just keep the bins out on our back porch. Our door from our kitchen opens right down onto the back porch, and most of the stuff that we recycle comes out of the kitchen or, you know, at least is on the first floor. And it's just as easy to put it in there as it is to put it in a garbage can.
That type of thinking by residents, that recycling is simple, is what sets Ann Arbor apart and is making it a leader on the recycling front. Ann Arbor recycles about half its trash, well above the 27% national average. Here at the Ann Arbor facility, they recycle almost 80 tons a day. On a large conveyor belt, you can see a sampling of the 30 different products that they collect. The city handles the usual things like glass, cardboard, and plastics, and some things you might not expect, like batteries, oil filters, and used clothing. Brian Weinert is the city's manager of resource recovery.
And at this facility, the various types or grades of material are further separated and basically prepared to be sent to factories that will then turn these materials into new products.
In 1990, local taxpayers anteed up $28 million for solid waste activities, including $5 million for this facility. Weinert says that financial support and other essential ingredients account for the city's success.
We really are a leader, and I think it really is a testament to a grassroots environmental movement within this community, a well-educated and responsive public, and then a unit of government that's been willing to organize programs and services basically around that foundation of environmental interest.
Federal regulators are hoping that programs like Ann Arbor's will help to counter recent charges that recycling is too expensive. The city is one of 20 areas with cost-effective programs that EPA is profiling in an upcoming study. By studying the communities, they hope to find out what works and improve recycling on a national level. The EPA's Bob Dellinger is supervising the report.
It's my hope that we'll learn some additional information about how to make recycling systems more effective in terms of picking up additional materials as well as reducing the cost of recycling systems. And the overall goal would be that local governments would utilize this information to make their systems more effective.
Because the report isn't due until spring, Dellinger wouldn't divulge too many details, but he did mention a couple of interesting findings. For one, the communities profiled aren't all small like Ann Arbor. EPA discovered that recycling can work in mid-size and large cities as well. Dellinger found that most of the programs that worked were cost-effective. He says that communities should make sure they're not providing services that residents don't need. One way Dellinger says cities could save money is by eliminating unneeded trash pickups.
If a community has a 50% recycling rate, that would mean that 50% of the materials that were being generated years ago are now being recycled. It may be quite possible that the community does not need to have the equivalent amount of service on the refuse side that they had previously. So that would be one major way to perhaps cut down on one pickup a week.
And saving money in the process. Dellinger hopes that type of cost-saving measure will foster increased recycling nationwide and help EPA meet its goal of 35% recycling by the year 2005. He says that Ann Arbor's success proves that recycling need not be expensive. Others aren't so sure. Steve Dotti is vice president and general manager of Mr. Rubbish, a hauling company which also operates a recycling center here in Whitmore Lake, Michigan. Dotti says that people have been too quick to jump on the recycling bandwagon. He says waste haulers like his company agree to provide recycling at a low cost in order to obtain the city's overall disposal business. But he says that it's not profitable and homeowners aren't paying the true additional costs.
I think the decision that the homeowner's making is based on, they may not realize it, but they're making an environmental decision or a social decision, commitment to recycling. If the costs were passed on to them to where they had to make an economic decision whether or not to recycle, I think there'd be a little different perspective and different participation rates.
Maybe some homeowners would balk at paying more, but probably not Ann Arbor resident April McKay. For her, it comes down to a moral, not a financial decision.
I'm not a raging environmentalist, but I would rather have forests. You know, I've been to Washington State and seen what clear cutting looks like, and it's ugly. And if I don't know that that me recycling is going to make it stop, but it's what I can do to help.
EPA's recycling report is expected to be released by spring. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Julie Edelson-Halpert in Ann Arbor, Michigan.